The 1851 version of the Ohio Constitution set up the state's public school system by directing state lawmakers to use taxes to secure a thorough and efficient system of common schools. Those words, thorough and efficient, have gotten a lot of attention over time. Columbus attorney Chad Riedler is the chair of the committee in the Constitutional Modernization Commission that's dealing with education. Riedler has proposed that those words be eliminated, which he says would put lawmakers back in charge of public education and not the courts.
That language has been used as a vehicle to take those disputes to court and have judges set our education policy rather than boards of education and legislators. And in my mind, that's a concern. I think that boards of education and legislatures are better equipped to address education policy issues.
Public school advocates howled when they heard about Riedler's proposal, especially when they noted that Riedler is the chair of the Ohio Alliance of Public Charter Schools.
To remove this standard from the Constitution, it would be devastating to public education.
Bill Phyllis knows that language very well. He led the landmark lawsuit that resulted in the 4 Ohio Supreme Court rulings that the way the state pays for public education is unconstitutional. Phyllis says with that language, the courts have put needed pressure on lawmakers. Charlie Wilson is a professor at the Moritz College of Law at Ohio State University and a past president of the Ohio School Boards Association.
And if there's not some kind of enforcement mechanism, then it's very easy for a General Assembly to ignore the Constitution, and then you get to the question, why even bother having a Constitution?
And Wilson says he fears if that language were removed, there would be no right to public education in Ohio, because the U.S. Supreme Court has already held that education is not a federal fundamental right and is left to the states. Instead of eliminating thorough and efficient, some are calling for more words to be added to that article in the Constitution. Maureen Reedy is a teacher and the founder of Central Ohio Friends of Public Education.
Let's use this to put in stronger, more specific language to protect the fundamental right for all of Ohio's children to have equal access to educational opportunities where every tax dollar is returned to support and instruct our children.
But 2 Republican lawmakers on the commission say adding language may not be a good idea either. Bill Coley is a senator from Cincinnati and a strong supporter of school choice.
If we decided to make a change, we want to make sure that it is something that empowers parents so that they can pick what works best for their child.
Representative Matt Huffman of Lima is also a school choice backer and a critic of the lawsuits on school funding. Huffman says the discussion about changing the language is purely academic, since it avoids what he sees as a need to make major changes in how schools are funded.
Ambiguity really benefits the people who are making the decisions and the people who are getting the money. Until we're willing to admit that that's the problem, it's not really going to benefit solving the current problem.
No vote on the proposal to eliminate the thorough and efficient language is scheduled. And if the commission does eventually approve it, a supermajority of the legislature would have to pass it before it could go on to voters. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.